Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 Till, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade. The 21st century now in our 24th year. Having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. He's been with us for 13 of those years. He's an attorney specializing in small business. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com, as I remember, Joel, is that right? Cliff, is that right?
Yep. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com, or you can check me out on YouTube. Just search for Cliff Inico, E-N-N-I-C-O, and you'll see I got like 40 things up there.
There you go. So check that out, folks, and you'll be glad you did. Don't forget his books. Wherever books are sold, the crowdfunding handbook, the eBay marketing bible, et cetera. Hey, Cliff, one of the things that I've tried to talk about on the show as often as possible is this idea of having a partner. There is a rash, and maybe I shouldn't call it a rash. There's a surge of small business startups this year. You wouldn't think so, but there are. And I suspect a lot of times when people think about becoming a business owner, they think they need a partner. They think they need somebody else to come in with them. Either they're not confident of their ability, or they got a buddy that's in the same boat you're in, or whatever. But business partners are one of the putting together a business partnership and making it successful may be harder than having a successful marriage. It's really hard to get it right. What do you think?
Absolutely agree. One of the dumbest things a business owner can do is to bring on a 50% partner that they don't know that well. I see that pattern over and over again. Yeah. Once you make somebody your partner, Jim, there's only one way that you can legally get rid of them, and that's to buy them out at a price that they can accept. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to bring someone on as a partner, I mean, my advice is try them out first as an employee if possible, if you can, or maybe as an independent contractor. Get to know them a little bit. Find out how they work. Do they have the same work ethic that you do? Do they have distractions in their lives that are going to prevent them from rolling up their sleeves and working 80 hours a week in the trenches with you? Get to know this person before you commit to the marriage. I think that's good advice for marriage anyway, but that's above my pay grade.
You don't have to have the same skills because you actually want a partner who brings other things to the table, but you do have to have the same values. The one thing that derails a partnership is where one is a hard worker and one is not. One is an honest person and devoted to ethics, and the other one is not. One is a spendthrift, and the other one is a tightwad. I mean, if you don't have the same values, that's the deal breaker, not whether one's a good prospector and one's a good closer. What do you think?
I think that's good. Well, it's kind of the same advice that my dad gave me when I was a young man and I was single. He said, you know, Cliff, when you're looking at a prospective spouse, it's important that you share that you share the same virtues and the same likes, but it's essential that you share the same vices. And that is probably the best advice I think anyone ever gave me as a young man. In other words, smokers should not marry non-smokers. That kind of thing. That's a little piece of advice. But seriously, when you don't really know someone very well, ease into it. Don't go the full route of the 50-50, especially a 50-50 partnership.
Here's the best advice.
It's very hard to break those up.
Cliff, here's the best advice. Don't have partners.
Yeah.
Don't have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Partners are fraught with peril. If you have to have it, if you can't do it without it, fine. I know some that have worked, but I have to be honest with you, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I know way more that didn't work than I know that worked. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And nothing burns your breakfast and eat you alive like a partner who's gone over to the dark side.
Yeah.
Nothing does. It's one of the worst things in business. I mean, I'm telling people, if you absolutely have to do it, if that's the only way that you can deal with this person, that they will deal with you, right off the bat, that's a sign that it's probably going to be a difficult relationship.
Right.
But make sure that the exit strategy is clearly laid out in writing. So if things don't work out, you have a clear blueprint for buying the person out as low price as possible and get on with your life.
And if it's your business, maintain 51% at least. Hey, Cliff, I got to wrap it up. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is the website. Hey, Cliff, will you come back soon?
You bet, buddy.
We'll see you next time. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day, and we'll get some more of his wisdom the next time. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.